you guys. Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. I feel like this week has truly flown by. I cannot believe it's Saturday again. Like, it feels like it was Saturday yesterday. But I always feel like that in the winter. I feel like time goes by way faster because I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just chilling at home all day. Like today, the weather was so gray, so gloomy. I wanted none of it. Whenever it's like that outside, all I want to do is stay home and not move from my bed. And that's okay. It's okay to have days like that. I'm just very ready for nice weather. It's a Saturday evening and my plans for the day are to just chill, take it easy, order takeout, watch a really good movie, and get in bed early. It's just my favorite thing ever. I love a weekend without any plans whatsoever. For me, that is a true reset. If I'm busy and I'm seeing a bunch of people and I have a lunch and then I have to go to dinner and then I'm just like rushing and the weekend flows by without me even realizing it, it's just like a waste of a weekend. My definition of an amazing weekend is nothing. Having no plans, taking it easy, and if I decide that I want to do something, I can do it. I was doing this trend on TikTok where I was like talking about things I feel like I'm way too old for. And I was thinking that for me, going out 2 times in a day, going out, having a big lunch, coming back home, changing, and going again out for dinner and drinks, I'm too old for that. I'm too old for any plan like that. It's one or the other. Also, if I go out on a Friday, I can't go out again on a Saturday. That's again, way too much. My social battery just runs out. I feel like I'm also way too old for last minute plans. I need to have it in my diary locked for weeks in advance. That's the only way I can function. Maybe like a few days. I can do a few days, but like on the same day, I'm like, it's not happening. Because what I do is I wake up and I plan my entire day in my head. I'm like, this is how the day is going to go. And when someone asks to hang out, I panic. Even if I can, I'm not ready for it. It's not in my diary. It's not in my plans. Please tell me I'm not the only one who feels this way. Also, if a friend of mine cancels, I don't care. I'm not going to be mad. I don't care if they cancel last minute. I don't care. Actually, I do care. If I have like my hair and makeup done and I have a cute outfit on and I'm ready to call the Uber and that's when you cancel, that's when I'm gonna be mad. But if you cancel like a couple hours in advance, I'm gonna be like, it's fine, who cares, we'll reschedule. And that comes from someone who hates canceling on people, hates being a flake. If I committed to something, if I said yes to a meeting, then I am showing up to the meeting. I don't care if the world turns upside down, I'm gonna be there. But I truly do not care if people cancel on me. I don't care to be uninvited from a dinner. If you're like, oh my god, like I accidentally invited way too many people, I'm so sorry, I'm like, fine, we'll do a dinner next week, who cares. Like, it is not that serious. But of course, to each their own. I know a lot of people have different opinions on this, but I feel like people who do get upset over people canceling on them is because they think that something is wrong with them. But most of the time, actually 99.9% of the time, it's something to do with the person canceling. They might be going through something. They might not be feeling very social. They might have, you know, issues that we know nothing about. And I know it's the easy thing to just like blame yourself and be like, oh my God, they don't want to hang out with me. Like something is wrong with me. They hate me or whatever. But people are way too into themselves to even think about other people's. That's just the way I view it. And I'm talking friendships. I'm not talking relationships. If your boyfriend keeps canceling every single day, then something is wrong with him and he needs to go. That's low-key the reason I broke up with this guy that I used to date. He was just a major flake, a massive hypochondriac, but like to the point where he would not go out of his house, like if he had like a light headache. I was like, I do not want to deal with you. You're a lovely guy, but it's just like, it's impossible. It's impossible for this to work. So I guess it depends. I was thinking about this week and what I wanted to talk about. I honestly have no news to update you. Just like silly news. I've had like some ups and downs, some shitty things happening to me, but honestly, I do not let anything bring me down. One thing about me is I'm gonna try and make every single day the best it can be. Turn it around. If you can't find the sunshine, you have to be the sunshine. And that is the mantra I keep repeating to myself whenever something bad happens. Also, affirmations. Do not underestimate the power of a really great affirmation and how it can really change your state. I was also watching this TikTok about affirmations, and this girl was like, it's good to do your affirmations like whenever you want to, but also remember to do your affirmations like when something really good happens to you. Just like remind yourself, things are always working out for me. Or if something really out of the blue happens to you, just remind yourself, I'm a lucky person, like these things always happen to me. Doing your affirmations when you are at that state and you feel lucky, then that's when they are the most powerful. Because you can do your affirmations when you're not feeling it and it will kind of be whatever, like it might work, it might not, but you really have to feel them in order for them to really work. So when you're telling yourself that you're lucky when lucky things happen to you, then that's really signaling in your brain that affirmations are actually real and they're working. I don't know if I explained this correctly, but I feel like it makes sense to me. I have my tea with me. Do you ever have that moment when you're really excited to drink tea and you make yourself tea and you leave it right next to you and then you wait until it's not hot so you can drink it, but by the time it's not hot you've forgotten about it and it's been like 30 minutes and it's fucking cold. Like, I hate when that happens. It's not happening right now, but I just randomly thought about that. I wanted to do a little wellness episode today and just answer all of your guys's wellness, beauty, and skincare and routine questions all in one episode. Because when I did the Q&A on Instagram, there were so many good questions about wellness and health and beauty, and I wanted to include it all in one video and just answer them. So question number one, what are some of your habits that make you feel good? I feel like it's a very general question, but just some of my everyday habits that I do every day that make me feel amazing is number one, working out. Moving my body, doing something that makes me feel good. I don't work out every day, but just like moving my body, whether it's a 20-minute walk or doing a 10-minute ab workout on YouTube or even going to the gym, doing the Stairmaster, moving my body always makes me feel good. And I wish it was easier because obviously I'm not motivated to work out every single day, but working out is definitely up there. Also taking care of myself, doing my skincare routine, putting on some makeup if I feel like it, brushing my hair, applying oils on my hair. That just always makes me feel good, especially if I'm feeling down. Just putting myself together, taking a nice long shower where I mentally like imagine like all the stress leaving my body, lathering myself with my favorite moisturizer, then doing my skincare routine, making myself something really yummy and healthy to eat, or ordering my favorite acai bowl, which I'm addicted to it, I swear. I know it's not good for you, but I just love it. Also meditating. Nothing will give me that high that meditation does. Again, wish it was easier. It requires a lot of discipline. You need to sit with your own thoughts and just like, actually not even with your own thoughts, think of nothing, which is so hard. And you have to keep doing it every single day. Meditation is not something you can do for like 30 minutes once a week, every single week. You have to do it every single day. Whether it's like 5 minutes every day, it has to be an everyday thing. And you have to be disciplined. So every single month on the first, I'm like, this is the month where I'm going to meditate every single day. Of course, that's a little bit unrealistic, but we can dream. I was telling my husband this the other day. I was like, my dream is to just own a house in the woods and just do yoga every day and drink my teas and meditate every single day in nature. Like, that would be my dream. He's not about it. He is a city boy. He's not a nature, wellness, spiritual type of guy. He's like very, I need to be in the city with people. It's okay, I'll change his mind. The woods are nice until you need to order something from Amazon. But in theory, I really like it. Next question is, how do I start a skincare routine if I don't have one? To be completely honest with you guys, I didn't have a skincare routine until like a couple of years ago. I swear, I know this is so bad. I feel like now 15-year-olds have like a better skincare routine than I do. But I started later. Like, I would obviously use a moisturizer and a night cream and this and that, but I didn't have like a set routine until like a few years ago. But honestly, I've had such issues with my skin and acne and all that jazz that anything I would use would break me out. So I had to only use like prescription stuff for a bit and then they would stop working and it was a whole ordeal. But I've definitely gone through it with my skin. Honestly, if you're just starting out and you have no clue of what to do and what to get, I would suggest start off with a really good cleanser. It does not need to be expensive. Cleanser is one of those things that you can 100% buy something from the drugstore. But good ingredient cleanser, something clean. A moisturizer, again, does not need to be expensive. There's amazing options at the drugstore. An SPF, this is very crucial. You gotta use sunscreen every single day. Even if you're just staying inside the house, you have to use sunscreen. And last, a serum. And that would be depending on what your skin needs. So for example, if you have really dry skin, I would suggest getting a really hydrating serum. If you're trying to combat acne, I would suggest getting something, you know, to treat that. Caudalie has a great acne serum, which I love. Also Drunk Elephant and Dr. Dennis Gross. A serum would be one of those things where I would maybe buy something a little more pricey because I do want it to target that specific concern I have and I want it to be extra powerful. But that is literally all you need. You do not need to buy anything expensive. Another question I got, which is kind of related, is do you know what's the order for applying different beauty products? I love buying skincare, but I never know the correct way to use it. So I was always told to start from the lightest to the heaviest. So I like to always start with my toner because it is the lightest. I then go in with my eye cream because Kim said that that's the way you're supposed to do it. So I switch it up. Then I do eye cream. Then I do my serum. Then moisturizer. And then oil if I'm feeling very fancy. Because again, oil is the heaviest. So you'll want to put it at the end to seal the moisture in. Because also oils don't hydrate you. They're there to lock in the moisture. So I like to leave them last and just lock in the moisture through serum and the moisturizer. You know, lock everything in. And also never forget your neck. I feel like a lot of people tend to forget the neck when they're doing their skincare routines. But you do not want to have a saggy neck or chest. I like to bring my skincare down to my nipples. I swear every single time. I swear I've been asked this question so many times. And it is, what supplements do you take? Again, one of my New Year's resolutions is to commit to taking my supplements every single day and not to forget them. I sometimes don't do that. But especially living in London and getting basically zero sun, it is so important to take supplements, and it's very important to take vitamin D. I recently did some blood tests and I was deficient of vitamin D. So it's something that I absolutely need to take. If you live somewhere where you don't get a lot of sun, it's like crazy winter right now and days are short, you need vitamin D. And the thing with vitamin D is, in order for it to activate, you need to take it with vitamin K, I think. So I got the Athletic Greens one, and I mean, it doesn't taste good. It's like a dropper. It tastes like oil, but it does the job. And I like to take it every single day. Along with my other deficiencies, I have iron deficiency. Again, I did my blood test. It was very low. That's why I stand up and I get so freaking dizzy. I always take my iron gummies. I love gummies. They make taking supplements fun, and it's like a dessert, but not really. But like, I don't know. I like it. I then always take zinc because it's good for hair. I take vitamin C. Again, I do not get that much sun. I need the vitamin C in my life. I also take a multivitamin. I mean, I know it's not enough, but I just take it on top of everything else that I like to take. Another supplement I've been taking, which I really like, is 5-HTP with vitamin B6. 5-HTP helps raise serotonin levels in the brain, and I really need that. It also helps regulate your mood. It helps you sleep better. It helps with anxiety, with your appetite. Also, before bed, I love taking magnesium, and I'll either take it in a capsule version or I'll drink it. There's so many magnesium powders on the market. There's great ones on Amazon, and you basically pour a scoop with hot water, and it's actually really good. But if I'm not feeling it, then I just take the pill version, and it works just as fine. I read this article a while back that said that most people are magnesium deficient, and that's why I take it every night. Again, I just want to preface that I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I don't know what I'm talking about. So please, before you take anything, do not listen to me. Just ask your doctor, and your doctor will tell you what to do. I'm not a nutritionist, and definitely don't take my advice. I'm just telling you what I like to use, which does not mean that it will work for you. And that's like one thing about TikTok that I love. It's like products that people love and worship have absolutely not worked for me. And then there's other products that I am so obsessed with and people hate. And I'm like, how could you hate that? That is the best product ever. But it just goes to show how different everyone is. Everyone's skin is also so different, and everyone's body is different, so it will react differently. Next question is, do you dry brush every single day? I like to dry brush daily, of course. I don't do it every day just because I fake tan. And of course, if you fake tan and you dry brush, your fake tan is gone, because that's what dry brushing is. It exfoliates your body and renews skin cells on your body. So I do not do it whenever I have a fresh tan, just because I want to enjoy it. But honestly, after like day two, I do not care about my spray tan. I will dry brush it. I'll apply perfumes and wash it really well in the shower. I do not care. After the first day, or like, I'll usually fake tan because I want to fake tan for a certain event or dinner or going out with friends. So after that is done, I don't care about my spray tan. I don't care. I'll dry brush and do the whole thing. And I like to dry brush every day. It's a habit that I really like, and there's a lot of benefits. So if you're thinking about it, definitely look it up and see if it's something you would be into. Are you doing any wedding beauty prep? I've gotten this question a lot as well, because I feel like it's such a traditional thing for women that are getting married to do like a bunch of beauty treatments and stuff before their wedding. But honestly, I'm not doing any of that. I don't know if I should. I mean, I'll probably get a couple facials, but other than that, I don't know. I don't know what I should do. If you have any ideas for me, please let me know. Like, of course, I want to eat very healthy so I can look my best and my skin to be glowing. And, you know, I'm doing my hair oils before I shower, so my hair is nice and shiny on my wedding day, and I'm not skipping my skincare routine. But I don't know about treatments. Like, I would love to do something. I just really do not know. And none of my friends have gotten married before, so I don't know who to ask. So if you're married and you did a bunch of nice beauty treatments before you got married, please let me know, because I really want to step up my game. But obviously, like, facials and stuff, they're nice, and treatments are always nice. But I feel like it's the day-to-day that really makes a difference. So like, trying to eat a little bit more healthy, and again, doing your skincare routine and your hair care routine, applying lotions on your body. It's not like a one-time thing where you'll go and it will change your entire, well, of course, unless you do like surgery or like Botox. Maybe I'll do a little bit of Botox before my wedding just so I can look snatched. I don't know. I recently removed all of my lip filler, and it was the best thing I've ever done. Now I look back at photos of me with lip filler and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? But you know, you can't see it until you're out of it. So I couldn't see it when I was in that phase. I was able to see it now that I look normal, I think. Would I do it again? Maybe in the future, but not anytime soon. And I definitely definitely want to do a lot of research about like doctors and stuff, go to the best one and do the tiniest amount because I am traumatized. How do you define your abs and have you tried Cool Sculpting? I have not tried Cool Sculpting. Is that something I should try? Because I do love treatments, as I said before. I love to try new things. I have not tried that. I need to check it out. But the main thing that keeps my abs popping, and I know it's freaking annoying to hear, but it is diet. Whenever I eat healthy, I always see them like pop out. And whenever I'm eating junk, they're gone. So I always find it's less about my workout routine. It has nothing to do about like the amount of times I work out in the week, but it's always linked to my diet. I always hear people say it's like 80-20. It's like 80% what you eat and 20% your workouts and stuff. For me, it's literally diet. And of course, I'm sure there's amazing treatments that can help you, you know, make them pop, but you want to do it the normal way. So that is what I would suggest. And another similar question is, what does your diet look like? And I wish I was one of those girls that's like dairy-free and gluten-free and had her shit together. But honestly, I eat whatever I like. Of course, I'm always trying to be healthy, but if I want to eat french fries and eat whatever I want, I'll do that. I'll order french fries. I'll never be like, oh, I'm not eating that today. Or if I'm craving dessert, I'm going to have dessert. I believe that if you become a person where you deprive yourself of things that you can eat and you really restrict your diet, you start becoming, you know, that person in all aspects of your life, if that makes sense. I like to listen to my body, and if I feel like eating something that's not that clean, I'll do it and I won't feel bad about it. Because that's the thing, you can't have something and then you feel guilty about it and then basically ruins the whole experience. Food is fuel and you cannot deprive yourself of food. I'm all about trying to make healthier choices, but also I'm all about that if you want to have something, you should have it. Because more times than often, I'm like, oh, I want to be healthy, and then I'll just have like a date for dessert instead of like a chocolate, and then I'll be like, oh, fuck it, I'll just have the chocolate. So it's like you end up having both. So you might as well have what you actually want to have before you have something healthy and then something less healthy, and then you actually have what you wanted in the first place. Again, I'm not sure if this is all making sense, but I know to some girls it will. I'm all about intuitive eating, eating whatever you want, whatever you feel like eating, and always listening to your body, but also sometimes not. Like, I know my body hates gluten, but I love gluten. I'm never gonna stop eating like bread, and I'll never turn down a warm, fresh croissant. Like, absolutely not. Whenever I feel like my acne is flaring up, I do try and cut down on dairy because I find that always triggers my acne to become way worse. Also, peanut butter is another thing that really triggers my acne, so it's something I've tried to really stop eating. And eggs. Can you guys tell that I've been listening to the medical medium? I just love his advice. I don't know if it's real or not. I just take it and it's been working out for me so far. What's one piece of skincare advice you would give to your younger self? I was always pretty good about this, actually, but what I would tell like my daughter is, I don't care how tired you are, I don't care how late it is, you are taking your makeup off and you're washing your face before you go to bed. It's one of those things where I don't even care how tired or drunk I am, like my makeup is coming off. I'm not going to bed with makeup on. Just the feeling, the gross feeling of waking up in the morning with makeup still on your face, no. So the advice I would give is always take your makeup off and wash your face before you go to bed. Also, that sometimes less is more. Nobody needs a 52-step skincare routine, even though it sounds very nice, but it's not a necessity. Next question is, do you work out every single day? I do not work out every day. I really like to give myself some days where I just don't do anything. And that's usually the weekend. I like to be active during the week, whether it's like a walk or a workout. I like to just stay active, but I like to do absolutely nothing during the weekend. It's just like my time to just chill. I recently got a treadmill in my house, and it's honestly been such a game changer because some days it's like rainy and moody and gloomy and cold, and I really don't want to leave the house, but I really want to get my steps in. So it's been great to just get my steps in. I feel like buying a treadmill during COVID times was impossible, so I gave up on it, and now it's just everyone is back. So I decided to get a treadmill now, a little bit late to the trend, but it's honestly very useful, especially if you live in London and you know how bad the weather is, and it's very unpredictable as well. I am not a runner though. I've never been a runner. I will only run if I'm chased, never out of my own will. But I've been loving getting my steps in while I'm home, and I can actually multitask and respond to emails and talk to my friends. I also watch like a bunch of like YouTube. It's the best. What steps do you take for a good night's sleep? I love this question because I love setting the mood before I go to bed. And my number one thing is I like to do my skincare before bed. Then I'll wear like a cute pair of jammies. I'll turn on my diffuser, and I like to use my essential oils that really calm me down, like lavender. It just makes everything feel so luxurious, and I'm all for it. I then like to take my magnesium spray and I spray it on my back. Anywhere I feel sore after my workout, that's where I spray it. it. And I also like to spray it on my feet because I feel like it gets absorbed so much faster. And then I will take my pillow mist and spray that on my pillows. I don't do that every single night. If I do that every night, I would be next level, but I only do that some nights where I'm in the mood for it. I like to spray my pillow with my favorite pillow mist, get into bed. I always make chamomile tea to drink before bed. So I'll have like a big mug of chamomile tea. I'll take my magnesium supplements. And then it is absolutely mandatory that I do my TikTok scroll. And that will last for like an hour and a half. I kid you not. My husband will be fast asleep and I'll be scrolling on TikTok until like 11:30. And then I'll put on a sleeping meditation, which makes me sleep so well. I just have the best sleep after a nice sleeping meditation with some nice affirmations. I believe that the subconscious mind is doing all the work. And that is pretty much it. I do believe a really good night routine is setting you up for a successful day the next day, though. Okay, I feel like I've answered a lot of questions. There's still some left, so let me know if you want a part two. But my dinner just arrived, so I'm gonna head. I hope you're having an amazing day whenever, wherever you're listening to this. I love you.